And we're back. Your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin. Lisa requested the Chugga Chugga Choo Choo song, is what she calls this song. We're chugging our way through your Friday morning here on your morning tradition. Where we are.
Living our faith.
Welcoming you to Magnificat Radio here at MagnificatMedia.com as we continue our conversation on via Skype with Rita Davidson. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about her book, Immodesty, Satan's Virtue.
And you know, there really doesn't have to be frumpiness in modesty.
All right, we were talking off the air during the break about modesty and fashion.
Right.
It's very
right.
common in Novus Ordo circles, for instance, to be, you know, the traditional denim jumper ladies, you know, that kind of thing that you used to hear a lot. It's in some other popular Catholic books.
I'm unfamiliar with that one.
I'd just like to say, as a man's man, a red-blooded American man, I'm not exactly certain what a red jumper is, or I mean a denim jumper is.
When we all jumped on to modesty in 1999, that's what we jumped into. You know, that's really what we all started wearing is jumpers, because they were the most comfortable, and they still are.
Yes, they are.
We're the most comfortable and the easiest to find.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we all wore.
What's a jumper?
It's like a one-piece kind of outfit, and it's loose.
It basically is a denim dress without sleeves. It doesn't have to be denim, but denim always worked, right? Because we're all scrubbing and gardening.
I've seen those ladies, and then there's like a shirt underneath.
Yeah, you wear a blouse or a t-shirt or whatever underneath.
Right.
You know, they gave you freedom because they hung straight. They gave you waistline freedom. I don't know about anyone else, but I like waistline freedom.
Yes.
Since I gave up pants. That's not so I can expand. That's simply for comfort.
Right.
Waistline freedom. There's something I learned today. I'm going to write that down as the happy phrase of the day.
I like that.
Well, so...
So
your book, Immodesty, Satan's Virtue, we have Rita Davidson on with us. We're looking ahead at this December 8th launch, and it's got to be a very exciting time in your life. And we've been talking a lot about ladies, and written from a woman, by a woman, tell me you have something in there for guys.
There was originally a chapter in here that was Modesty Was for Men Only. Huh. Also, sorry. Yeah, so the chapters, I should have sent you this. So it started with, what does the church have to say? Talked about the conspiracy behind the whole message, which is I'm expanding on for the new book.
Yep.
Nakedness and the purpose of clothing. The disappearance of true womanhood and femininity, which again is being expanded this time. Church attire, head coverings, which has... in a sense, exploded since this book has come out. Like, exploded. What else does it include? And that, again, is being expanded because that already touched on, you know, all the senses. You know, modesty of the eyes, modesty of hearing, modesty of all of that. So that's in there as well. Modesty for men also. And then the conclusion of that was part one was reparation. The whole purpose of modesty is reparation. So, and then part two, this is, I think, what made the book so unique is part two, the first chapter was What Me Sew? So it goes through basically sewing, and I actually had sew your first skirt. I had directions for how to sew your first skirt.
Right, you told us about that.
I didn't want women to start reading this and then go, well, I'll buy one tomorrow, you know, because it'll never get done. Incidentally, I got a call today. This is on my Facebook page. I got a call today from a lady who found my catalog in a pile of stuff at her place, and she was so excited.
Wow.
She was just really excited. She said the catalog was from 2003.
Oh, cool.
So I put this on my Facebook page today, and I'm thinking, that's an example of how much we procrastinate.
Right.
You can't do that with your spiritual life.
This is true.
Tomorrow could be your last. Could be your last.
That's
exactly
true.
So, anyways, that's just an example.
Yeah. I'm just happy that our oldest daughter loves the idea of sewing. She's totally into it, wants to learn it. Oh, gosh, she's all into it. I've never been like that.
Yeah. No, and it's not for everybody. I mean, even me, it's a fight for me. I like to sew, but don't try and get me to do that for a living. I'd be poor.
Yeah. She loves it, and I'm glad.
Yeah. There's two sides. So once a woman becomes modest, it's much easier to become modest. You know, wearing something that's very loose, proper fitting, covering all the points that are important, and be done with it. And then if you go to the other side of that, where someone who's primming and prepping and doing all kinds of stuff all the time, they're at the other extreme. So, you know, you have a lot of women that really crave that Amish look, you know, that Amish plain simplicity. Because, you know, we're all, I think, sick and tired of this technology and the rush. And, you know, we all are craving the simplicity. But at the same time, I think there's a little bit of we're losing what modesty really is. We're losing the beauty part of modesty. You know, there's a reason why pants are immodest. And the reason is not because they're immodest. It's because they're taking away from the femininity. A woman will never walk down the street and be beautiful in a pair of pants. But the most unbeautiful woman, because some of us are, in a dress will look 100 times more beautiful than she ever could in a pair of pants. Okay?
I agree.
Dresses, skirts, you know, use them intermingling. Add so much more to a woman's...
Well, if you think about... from a male standpoint, what's beautiful about a woman, and God gave us this, God made us this way, we as men, hardened men, you know, we, even those of us who are a little pudgier, we're still hardened men, right? Okay. A woman... is in her true femininity, soft, gentle, inside and out.
Delicate.
And delicate. And if you think about a dress and a skirt compared to a pair of pants, it's exactly that. You have this flowy material. You have this soft, you know, hanging material as opposed to fitting pants. These are legs. This is where it is. That's that more masculine thing. It fits like a puzzle. The concept there.
I can see that.
And that's the biggest thing with pants. A lot of women don't realize is, you know, for pants to really be not offending against modesty, which I really don't know that you could really say they could, they'd have to be so baggy, you know? They'd be baggy in the right places, and then you're offending against sloppiness.
Yes, that's true.
So, you know, really, because if you have a form-fitting skirt... Now, again, there's, you know, this is another argument I hear from people. Uh-huh. There's plenty of immodest skirts.
Yes, plenty. There are.
Okay, so let's not forget about that the people that like to use that one. Plenty of them.
They could be long enough and still immodest.
Exactly. So, but the biggest thing is, again, who said this? Oh, I think it was Bishop de Castro Mayer maybe said that, and I could be wrong, I could be really wrong, but... Even though a miniskirt is immodest, it doesn't offend the senses like pants do. There's just a difference. You know, and Cardinal Siri. I mean, if you guys have read Cardinal Siri, I mean, there again is, you know, he's talking about the breakdown of the family because of women wearing pants. Well, this was written in 1960. Mm. What do we have today, really? I mean, yes, we know society is just like spiraling, woo, right out of existence. But I mean, even among Catholic families, I hear from Catholic families all the time, what are they struggling with? You know, hardships between husband and wife, their kids are leaving the faith because of impurity. They want to be able to live with their boyfriends or girlfriends. These are the things that are tearing families apart.
Right.
I have a free call on my website exactly about that. I was specifically talking about how impurity is tearing apart the family and stealing our children, because it is. And it was an hour-long call. And at the end of it, there's different people that called in. And one of the women's, it was just the saddest thing ever about how her son, you know, went over into that other whatever. And she's just heartbroken. She's, you know, and it's like it's too late now. What do you do once your kids have breached
pray
that that impurity.
Yeah, you know? Pray like crazy.
What do you do to bring them?
But you know what? It is. I don't think it is. It can never be too late because God's mercy. God can do anything.
Right. And exactly.
Prayer is the answer.
It is.
Yeah.
Rita Davidson,
right?
The Immodesty, Satan's Virtue, December 8th is the target date. Go to littleflowersfamilypress.com and vote for your favorite cover, one of four, and then we will see. Hey, is there a prize?
Mike is always about the prize.
The book. I'll have to come up with a prize. I don't know.
It's a pleasure
the
talking.
The satisfaction of knowing that yours was picked.
That's
there you
true.
Go.
There you go.
Right. Yeah, pull it out of the envelope. What's it going to look like?
Yeah.
Order your book now in time for Christmas. Get to littleflowersfamilypress.com. Rita, we're going to cut you loose because we're running short on time here. Immodesty, Satan's Virtue. So much material in this book. So good. Keep this on your bookshelf and reference it over and over again. Rita, God bless you and this work. And we're looking forward to the next one that you're working on.
Yes.
And that crazy brain.
Well, I got the first one.
Have a great day, my dear.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Rita Davidson.
Yeah, that was fun.
She's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. She's she has the right amount of quirk, I think.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So,
just like you. Just the right amount of quirk.
Speaking of cuckoo.
Uh-huh.
Coming up, we've got the Cuckoo Friday song. Before we do anything else, though, while it's fresh on the mind, would you all please join us? This was sent to me the other day, and it is a prayer for purity. You could say this, I don't know, maybe you could put this on the website and people can copy it off.
Sure, I can.
Say it every day. Post it up, I don't know, near your computers or something. Do something like that. I mean, we'll just start and we'll just do it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Chosen Lily of Innocence, pure St. Thomas, who kept chaste the robe of baptism, and became an angel in the flesh after being girded by two angels, I implore thee to commend me to Jesus, the spotless Lamb, and to Mary, Queen of Virgins. Gentle protector of my purity, ask them that I, who wear the holy sign of thy victory over the flesh, may also share thy purity, and that after imitating thee on earth, I may at least come down with thee among the angels through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We're going to take a break and come back here and wrap up Friday morning together, unless, of course, you're hearing us in the afternoon and Friday afternoon together. The Friday Cuckoo Song. I don't have any words of wisdom from Jim Anderson and Father Knows Best today.
Could do it next week.
Next week. We've been too busy to watch some Father Knows Best this week, so we will return and wrap up the morning with you here on Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. Mike and Lisa Austin on your morning tradition where we are
living our faith.
And we are back to wrap up your Friday morning here on your morning tradition at Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com, where we are
living our faith.
That's right. Mike and Lisa Austin, ready to launch you into your weekend. Saturdays continue to build here on Magnificat Radio. Main thing on Saturday is we got Father Peter Scott. And the whole thing he's doing on the Blessed Virgin Mary, he's talking about the consecration, St. Louis de Montfort, all that. It's fairly short couple of conferences, so it's only a few days, I think. Tomorrow's Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mike Austin, program director. Remember what we're doing. Saturday is another edition of Father Peter Scott and his conference on the Ten Commandments. You know what's funny about Father Scott? He is so thorough. We've been doing this for about 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
He's on the second commandment.
Oh.
I think we're moving into the third today, or tomorrow.
That's okay. I love it.
Oh, yes. It's fantastic information. And if you
sometimes
missed it...
Sometimes it makes you want to cry, you know, that...
man. No, it doesn't make me want to cry.
You get just so, you know, into what he's saying and how you're supposed to change your life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it moves
you. As only Father Peter Scott can do... with the way he says his words.
Yeah.
It's very inspirational. So that'll be tomorrow at noon and again at 7 p.m. Of course, we have Mrs. Weigel, who is wrapping up Tom Sawyer. I have to look. I think she's either on the final chapter or at least one of the final chapters. And then coming up, a Happy Hollister's book, I think, will start next week.
Awesome.
So there you go. And next week, we're already working on some guests. We have some very distinguished people on with us next week.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Monday, we are scheduled to talk to Judy Brown.
Yes, we are.
The American Life League. Those of you, she's very well known.
She is.
And you probably already know her name. At least you know her work. And we're forging a whole relationship with her whole organization. So she's going to be our main guest. And she's going to put us in touch with some other folks.
Yes.
That are in her fold.
Right.
So
things are growing.
Yeah. And, of course, we have our prayers and our...
Yes. Please keep up your prayers, people. They are very, very helpful, and we appreciate them.
And if you have someone who needs prayers, let us know. We still have our prayer...
Yes, we do. Prayer request.
Prayer request thing right there at the bottom of the page. You go down there now.
Mm-hmm.
Scroll down there. See it? Right there, right on the left, right there. There you go.
Yep.
You can send in a prayer request if indeed you have a need, and we will launch forth. We will storm heaven for you.
Mm-hmm. The whole world actually is.
My wife, Lisa, sometimes I just get goofy here in the studio, and I have a couple of minutes, and I just have to blow off some steam myself, and I'll make something. I'll produce a little something that's just a goofy. And
there's a new movie that's out.
Yeah.
And so what's it called?
Lisa asked that I play this for you. This is just, by the way, the Friday Cuckoo song is coming up, too.
It's like a parody, all right? Mike puts a twist to it. And we thought, you know what? It's Friday.
There's a new James Bond movie that's out. And whether you've seen it or not, James Bond fans are huge fans of James Bond, right?
Sure.
Not the most, let's just be honest, modest movies ever.
Oh, no, no. Yeah.
But.
People know of them.
The new movie is called... not Skyfall. That was the last one. What's this one called?
I don't know. All I know is the new one's out.
Okay. Well, anyway. So I did, as if a movie trailer, as if James Bond were a, what we call a redneck. Okay. No offense, but if he were like a, you know, like a country guy who likes hunting and fishing. And so James Bond, not the sophisticated tuxedo wearing action figure. This is close. Okay. But we use the actual movie trailer to do it. Here you go.
When his world is challenged with extinction.
Forensics finally released this.
What the heck is that thing?
Personal effects they recovered from Skyfall.
Skyfall? How you spell that? S-C-E-Y,
You've got a secret.
Now, what makes you say that?
Because you don't trust anyone.
All right, I can't spell very good. Fine.
You're a kite.
What?
Dancing in a hurricane, Mr. Bond.
That's Jimmy Bond, double knot spy.
Welcome, James.
Jimmy.
It's been a long time.
Hey, are we kin or something?
When the specter of the fall hunting season and Thanksgiving arrives, they call... Jimmy Bond, double knot spy.
So what's going on, James?
What?
They say you're finished.
Finished? Shoot! Hand me some more of them mashed potatoes.
Magnificent, isn't she? 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds. A few little tricks up her sleeve.
But can she haul anything? That's my question. Hey, girl, why don't you jump up in the cab?
Get away from me!
What's the matter now? I'm just trying to go for a ride.
Why should I trust you?
Because I'm Bond. Jimmy Bond. Double knot spy.
Is this really what you want?
Well, what do you mean?
Hunting.
Hunting, fishing, yeah.
Always alone.
Well, you can go with me if you want. I like it.
It was me, James.
When are you people gonna understand my name is Bond? Jimmy Bond. Double knot spy.
And there you have it. Jimmy Bond.
Yeah, just a little fun.
Double knot spy. You want more fun? It's time for the cuckoo song for a Friday.
You brought that to me, and I laughed so hard. So we just wanted to share.
Just to wrap up your week and to blow off a little steam. And the cuckoo song, ladies and gentlemen, is coming your way.
Oh, I went to Peaches Flowing Spring, where the water's so good. And I heard there the cuckoo, as she calls from the wood. Oh, hora cuckoo, hora cuckoo, hora cuckoo.
The Friday Cuckoo Song. That will do it for us. Thanks for letting us sneak into your day. And
it's all done?
It's done, honey.
We have to say goodbye?
Well, fare thee well for
farewell,
now.
Farewell, I guess.
Some of us like, see you later.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Till Monday?
Yes.
All right.
Adieu.
Adieu. Adieu. Adieu, adieu, adieu.
Okay. Now we're going into Julie Andrews. We must move on. Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. Remember, Sunday we have on the radio here on the website, we have Mass and prayers. It's the readings. And then we have our live streamed Mass from, is that St. Thomas More?
It is. It's already up
Sunday,
there.
So there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Mike and Lisa Austin here on your morning
go
tradition.
Go boldly, everybody. God bless you.
We are
living our faith.